Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are doing question answer. The call number is 1-800-313-9443. That is the call number. Okay. All right. I'm just going to put it right here so I have it. All right. So Daniela says, when I take turpentine and I use the restroom, got to do both, I notice that my stool is yellow and like mush, very cloudy. Could this be candida? This is definitely the increased flow of bile leaving your liver, so that's very good. Very, very good. All right, Dr. Daniels, could it be that there's an iodine-thyroid connection for cold hands and feet and weight gain? Okay, so check your thyroid. If the thyroid tests are normal, then it's not your thyroid and it's not your iodine. It's something else. No. All right. All right, so these are all separate questions. Okay, I'm very tired and super low in energy to the point I have to go to sleep after doing a coffee enema, which is shocking, of course, because coffee enemas are very high in caffeine, and after doing a coffee enema, you should be, well, not really able to sleep. So if you're exhausted after doing a coffee enema, that means you're depleted, and you're depleting something. Usually you're depleting your fats, so probably time for liver. In other words, she legit probably not part of the problem. Okay, Vivian in New York. Hi, Vivian.
Hello there. Hello. A couple of questions, or three. You just mentioned someone said...
Okay, so Vivian, I'm going to interrupt you sometimes to repeat your question so that people in Facebook can hear it, because they can't hear you. All right.
Okay.
So Vivian has three questions. Go ahead.
Okay, or more. Somebody just mentioned that their stool is mushy and it comes out yellow. I find with the turpentine protocol, mine is doing that as well. So that's the bile leaving the liver, you said?
Yeah.
Also, my food, I notice, is not digesting. I see some greens in there and corn, but I see green, like from vegetables, from my salads, particles, undigested.
No, your body can't just digest corn because the coating on the corn kernel, it can't be broken down. So the only answer to that is to chew the corn a little better, so now the casing will come out but won't have as much corn in it. But the coating on the corn is not digestible. You're never going to absorb that.
Okay.
Yeah, seeing undigested food in your stool is actually irrelevant. As they say, it's not what you let go of but what you keep that counts. So if you're feeling better every day, even if you see food in your stool,
right,
let it go.
Okay. And I don't feel a whole lot better. I've been on the protocol with the turpentine for about almost 3 weeks, and I stopped for the past 4 days. And
you're
I don't
feel a whole lot better. There's something you're messing up on. So the way to figure that out would be a discovery session. And you can go to my website, click on that, and we'll go over everything you're doing, sort it out, and put it together so that you start getting some benefit.
Okay. And will the turpentine protocol get rid of leaky gut?
I don't believe in leaky gut. I think it's a bunch
of
nonsense.
I don't even know whether I have it. It's just from reading. I'm saying something has got
to
be wrong.
Leaky gut, just take it, throw it out. The question is not if you have leaky gut. The question is what are your symptoms? What are your symptoms? So whatever your symptoms are, the question is will turpentine help your symptoms? So to start with a theory like leaky gut and try and fix your theory, not going to
work. What?
Your theory.
Theory.
So if starting with a theory, you're not going to reach anything beneficial. That's the medical model. They start with a theory. Like today's radio show, we talked about using beta blockers for diabetics. That's a theory. What you really want to do is help the diabetic feel better and live longer. Does the drug help them feel better and live longer? No. Does it fit the theory? Yes. So you have to dispense with theories. Really stay focused on your condition and what's bothering you. That's the only way to make progress.
Okay. And on your sessions, how long are they? And it's only that one session?
Only that one session, half an hour, and believe it or not, we get to the bottom of it.
Ah, okay. Okay. And can you explain the bone, or tell me more about the bone broth? Because I thought when you cook food very long, it destroys all the nutrients.
Exactly.
So bone broth, you're cooking.
That's a loose terminology. So in order to understand that piece of information, you need to understand how cooking was done in the 1950s. So in the 1950s, they would boil food, strain it, throw away the broth, and serve the food. And what happened is the food had no nutritional value because it was all in the broth that they threw away. So, yes.
Right.
So when you boil something forever, like the bone broth, and you eat the broth, not the bones, eat the broth, not the bones, not the meat, then you're eating the location where the nutrients have been transferred to.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you've heard of pot liquor. I've heard of that.
That's exactly what bone broth is. It's just making pot liquor and drinking it. Again, a lot of people, this stuff is very confusing because you're confusing the cooking methods of the 50s where you cook something and you're destroying the nutrients. What they don't say is you're boiling this stuff, the nutrients are going into the water, and you're throwing the water away. And so they just loosely use the term destroying the nutrients. Well, the bottom line is the food you have left has no nutrients in it.
Right, yeah. And that can be any kind of bone, pork bone, chicken bone, beef bone, anything, any kind of bone?
Again, it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. So I have found in some cases pork bones are better than beef bones, and certain beef bones like long bones are better for some things than the knuckle bones. So it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. Again, it gets back to what are you trying to accomplish? And so a lot of these health gurus on the internet will tell you, oh, my theory is the best for everything. Oh, everyone should be vegan. Everyone should be vegetarian. Everyone should be paleo. Not true. What are you trying to accomplish? For certain things, a paleo diet is better. For certain things, a vegan diet is better. For certain things, a vegetarian diet is better. So, again, if you're not focused on what you're trying to accomplish, then you're going to be misled. You're going to be going around the block, around the block, around the block, and you're never going to get any progress.
I've been around Manhattan Island a few times.
Yes.
And my last question is, now I heard you to increase the imagination, to skip the MSM and to go straight to NAC?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it right now.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I know.
All right. Thank you, Vivian. In the chat room, everyone is focused. Looks like there's snow. It looks like some another 9 inches of snow in Buffalo or someplace in New York. Yeah, snow is amazing, especially when you don't live in it. It is awesome. I like not being there. Does turpentine chelate metals? No, it does not. However, your parasites are eating up all these metals, and the turpentine gets them to leave your body and take the metals with them. Good afternoon, Dr. Daniels. Our daughter will have her second child in May. Yay! Congratulations! She's drinking distilled water. Awesome! I did during my pregnancies, too. And going to the bathroom. With the first baby after the birth, she hemorrhaged. What can she do to avoid this? Alrighty. What can she do to avoid hemorrhaging after pregnancy? The first thing she can do is have enough blood on board so it doesn't matter if she hemorrhages. That's important. So she has some liver every now and then during her pregnancy. I'd say maybe once a week. Actually, that will help stop the hemorrhage too, because that'll give her vitamin K. It'll give her a lot of vitamin K. She can also eat a lot of greens like spinach and kale. That'll stop her from hemorrhaging. So a lot of spinach, a lot of kale, and liver once a week. That should take care of that. Another question is, what should she not eat? So, she should not eat vitamin C, she should not eat turmeric, and she should not eat cayenne pepper. all those things increase your bleeding. Mm-hmm. All right. Dr. Dance, what about a cayenne pepper poultice for cold feet? I think that's like seriously overkill. It can also irritate the feet, but just put them in hot water for half an hour before you go to bed, and that'll take care of it. That's pretty gentle. Heather says, I wonder why you cannot see my comments. I don't know. Where are they? Daniela says, thank you so much, Dr. Daniels. You are the best. Oh, here we are. Hi, Dr. Daniels. Have you had success shrinking fibroids to use with turpentine? Yes. I have worked with people who have shrunk their fibroids from 48 inches. That's a huge fibroid. It's like this big down to this big. And from this big down to nothing. So a discovery session would be probably helpful for you. Turpentine does help, but takes more than that to get rid of fibroids. All right, we've got questions. Karen in Maryland. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Oh, hi there. Is this Dr. Daniels?
Yes, it is Dr. Daniels. You are talking to Dr.
Great.
Daniels.
Oh, great. Fantastic. You're well worth the wait. Hi there. Good afternoon, good morning, whatever it is in your neck of the woods.
I'm being totally
serious about this. This is not an April Fool's joke because I know that they can be played well beyond April 1st. So I'm being totally serious about
this. Oh, I take everything seriously. Everything I take seriously.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Very good. Okay. I'm not sure if you know what a rock yard is, but let me see
what is
here.
Raw, R-A-W.
Well, rock yard,
R-O-C-K-Y-R-D.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I'm getting at is that very inexpensively, not overpriced, you can get yourself a ton of rocks. You can get yourself a ton of sand, ton of clay, a ton of soil, a ton of rocks. So my question for you is, since my understanding is that these things, you know, are minerals, okay?
What
clay.
Oh, those things are minerals.
Sand,
okay, got it. I'm with you.
And rocks, okay?
Right. Yeah.
Now the particular rock yard that is nearby to me does not do any grinding. They rely on the quarries to do the grinding. So I don't know that anything ground is available to me. But my question is there cement, C-E-M-E-N-T, is there cement that is safe to consume? And, you know, not just cement, but which of these, what are called aggregates, are safe to consume? Is sand safe to consume? Is clay safe to consume? Is soil safe to consume? Is cement safe to consume?
What are you trying to accomplish?
I guess it would be for the mineral content. I don't like, for instance, you know, if you're not so much into taste, you know, you might use blackstrap molasses, or you might use something else that doesn't, you know, taste all that good, plain pumpkin. So, you know, my question is, if you're just after the mineral content, and you don't feel the need to have the presentation of a multivitamin, then are these things, you know, safe to consume? Is the sand, is the cement, is the clay, is the soil safe to consume? Those things that are sold at rock yards and usually used for construction materials. And I have to admit my misgiving is that you'd want to make sure that they are, you know, I'm saying safe to consume. You would want to make sure that they were clean and edible, because when you've got, you know, sand coming, you know, straight from the ground, you know, you don't know whether it has anything, you know, you don't know whether it's safe to consume in its form. And so I think when they sell it, it's sold washed and clean, but it's really sold for industrial use rather than for consumption. So I thought that I would, you know, ask you or somebody else who the expert is, who doesn't necessarily need a good, you know, presentation.
Okay, so these are absolutely not safe to consume for their mineral content. The main mineral in these industrial rocks is aluminum. And aluminum is the most predominant mineral in the crust of the earth. And that's why it's so popularly used for so many things. So you're looking for trace minerals, not common minerals. And so what you're going to get from these quarries are common minerals. So if you're looking for minerals for a trace mineral source, these sources you mentioned, they don't have a broad enough spectrum of trace minerals or a high enough concentration of trace minerals to be of any good to you. So absolutely not, no good, don't do it. Not for trace minerals. Now, these things are good for other reasons, but as a trace mineral source, absolutely not. All right, Meme in Louisiana.
Hi.
Hi there.
Greetings, Dr. Daniels. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. 2 years ago, I noticed that my tongue was white. It was never that way before.
You noticed what? What did you notice? What did you notice 2 years ago?
That my tongue was white.
Mm-hmm.
I never really had that before. The only thing that I could think of was a course of antibiotics I had.
Mm-hmm.
Forward, I was told a lot of different things, that my chi was, you know, was cold on the inside, my chi was off, I was constipated, a lot of different things.
Question, are you constipated?
I'm not constipated. I have about like 2 to 3 bowel movements every day. I don't take any medicines. So I didn't think it was that. So I've been taking the turpentine for about a month now. Still having the bowel movements 2 to 3 times a day. I'm on basically a vegan raw diet. I juice a lot. I do a lot of smoothies, things like that. I'm happy. I do castor oil packs. So I was just trying to ask, is there anything else that I could do to help my body along to heal, or does some people just take a year or two to get rid of the issues?
Are you, do you have any problem other than a white tongue? Is everything else okay, or is something else going on?
Also, I guess I was diagnosed with fibroids, and I've been doing that. That's been improving, but that's the only other thing. I don't have any other issues. I'm not overweight. I'm not no psych issues.
Are the fibroids getting smaller?
I didn't go back yet, but I would say they're getting smaller because the cycle is lessening and lessening, so I thought that probably at the end of the year, or maybe in the summertime, I would go back to see. But I, from my standpoint, they're getting smaller because the symptoms are getting less.
All right. So in other words, your fibroids are not big enough for you to just press on your belly and feel them?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Are your fibroids big enough that you can press on your belly and feel them?
They use not so much the belly, but down in the pelvic area, you could press on it and I could feel one, but now not so much. No, that's not that. I can't really feel it. One that I could feel prior, I cannot feel that anymore. When I went and had the prior GYN exam, she said that she could still feel one towards the back, but still I didn't opt for the surgery. I just said I would just allow it to remove on its own.
Okay, so fibroids are harmless. And if you could feel it before but you can't feel it now, then it's not there. It's getting smaller. So what's going on here is your tongue is going to stay white until the fibroid keeps dissolving. So in other words, the whiteness in your tongue is, we'll say, improved. But then the waste from the fibroid dissolving replaces that whiteness on the tongue. And that cycle is going to keep improving until the fibroids are gone. It's going to keep continuing. So there's not a problem.
Wait, so let me just repeat back for clarity. So you're saying as long as the fibroids are decreasing, the whiteness on the tongue is going to stay?
Correct. Because the fibroids dissolving and that material is transferring to the tongue. And until that process is complete, in other words, the fibroids are gone, then you're going to have a white tongue.
Oh, I see. So is there possibly also be a hormone issue, because then you're going to tell you that too, no. Like you should take hormone replacement. But it's not a hormone issue.
No, not a hormone issue.
And could it, in addition to the fibroids, also be candida?
The candida is wrapped up in the fibroids.
I'm sorry, one more time.
The fibroid is wrapped up in candida. So there's candida and various other parasites in the fibroid. And as the fibroid dissolves, these things are released into the system, and your body is placing part of them in your tongue. That's what is going on. All right, we have Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Doc. How are things down south?
Things are heating up down here. It's getting better, and I'm really liking that. It's nice and warm.
Good. I just had a comment and a couple of questions. Earlier in the show, when you were talking about an individual walking into a hospital alive and they give them beta blockers and they leave in a hearse.
Correct.
In shows in previous years, you've pointed out that when this happens, it doesn't show on the cause of death that it had anything to do with the beta blockers.
Absolutely. The cause of death is always heart attack, hypertension, something like that. But,
so
I mean,
just,
doctor who killed him fills out the death certificate, right? So what is he going to write
absolutely.
In death certificate? I did it? No. He's going to write, patient disease,
so,
yes.
So patients. On their way out the door in the hearse,
yeah.
The doctors just don't tell the truth about what happens.
But they're not allowed to. If a doctor wrote down in the death certificate the drug killed him, that doctor would be kicked out because you have to keep this illusion of heart disease going.
Right.
And that way you can have fundraising for the Heart Association. You can have people begging for more drugs to treat heart disease, and it works economically.
And then two quick questions. I'm just curious, when I go to bed, if I sleep on my right side, I breathe just fine.
Mm-hmm.
If I try to sleep on my left side, I have trouble breathing. When I don't on my right side. And I'm just curious if there's anything up with that.
Well, your heart is on the left side. And your liver
right.
is on the right. And your liver is on the right side, so it might be that when you're laying on your left side, you're just putting a little more pressure on your heart.
All
so
right.
I would,
well,
I would just sleep on the right side.
Anyway, and then finally, I ran into a story yesterday about a friend of a niece of mine who's about mm-hmm. to be 20 years old, and uh-huh. tells my niece that. She has never in her life had a menstrual cycle.
Mm-hmm. How old is she? 20, you say?
She's about to be 20.
Mm-hmm. Has she had any babies?
No.
Mm-hmm. Well, she
and
feels fine.
You know, I don't know a whole lot about that. It just struck me odd that, you know, whatever the onset is these days for girls to start menstruating is I guess around 12, 13, and then to have never had one and you're almost 20. And I was.
Yeah,
just,
I would not worry about it. Don't trouble till trouble troubles you. If you're feeling fine, you're 20, no menstrual cycles, don't worry about it. Now, it could be that she's, genetically speaking, really a guy, that she's genetically XY, so to speak. And
right.
her internal organs are actually testicles that didn't descend and not ovaries. So there's a lot of possibilities. But can the doctors solve this problem for her? No, because she hasn't got a problem. She feels good. She is good. Her life is going well. So I would not worry about never having had a period at 20. Unless she has another problem. Maybe she has... arthritis that's building up. Maybe she's having hot flashes. Maybe if there's nothing else going on, if her only problem is that she is not having a period, not to worry.
All righty. Have a great one, Doc.
Okay, Dan. Thanks for calling. All right, we have Deborah in Florida. Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
And what's your question? Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes. Good to talk to you. My question is about the Vitality tablets. I started using them last year because I had a surgery a couple of years ago for blocked bowels. Mm-hmm. And the problem I'm having with them is that you say you can take more than one a day, so you can have three stools. I'm having three stools if I take one, but it's like it's a cramping like those old laxatives from back in the day, X-Lax. They used to be the little chocolate ones. My mother used to give them to us when we were kids, and they would always make you have these cramps, and you have to run to the bathroom. So I opened up one and took half because I thought, well, maybe I don't need a whole. But the taste is just unbearable for me. It made me gag. Okay. So do you have any other suggestions? Because I like the tablets. I take one, and I drink a lot of water. So I think that also helps with me moving a lot. But when I take one of those tablets, I've been taking it on an empty stomach. I thought you...
No. Take it with food.
Would you think it'd make a difference?
Yeah, that would get rid of your cramping.
They are powerful. Those tablets are loaded with something. Well, I've read what's in them, but they keep me going all day, and I work from home, so that's good, because I'm near a bathroom. But the days I go into the office, I can't take them, because I just be in the bathroom all day long. So are you coming up with another brand?
Mm-hmm.
A lighter brand, maybe?
Are you taking the orange or the green bottle?
I'm taking the green, because I started to buy the ones that you said, but I'm glad I didn't.
Okay, good. So what you can do is you can take the Vitality capsule, open it up, take half the contents, put it in another empty capsule you buy from the health food store, and put the cap back on. Now you have two capsules, each with half the amount in them. That way you don't have the terrible, awful taste. And you can still use them. So put them in half a capsule. The other thing is the best food to conceal the flavor in is tomato juice. So try those two things. And thanks a lot for trying Vitality Capsules. Okay, we got Herb in Wisconsin. Hi, Herb.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I'm calling for two people. Mm-hmm. Number one is my wife sitting next to me on the chair. And the other is a friend I've known for 38 years. Who has
all right, we're going to have to pick up. Hold on, commercial coming. Talk to you after the commercial. Hold on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are talking to Herb in Wisconsin, a question about his wife. Herb, how you doing there? You still with us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, your wife's question.
She has a long-standing problem with dry eyes, and so we buy some kind of artificial tears at Walgreens for that purpose. It's a problem for her now, and we don't have any more eye drops.
Mm. Okay, so you can use chia seed.
Chia seed?
Chia seeds, plural. Okay. 2 tablespoons. And
1 cup
of water.
Mm-hmm.
Soak overnight.
Water. Is that a one-time treatment, or do you get her
to keep? Drink it in the morning. Your wife's problem is she doesn't have an adequate fat layer or sealant sealing the moisture into her eyes, and then it allows the moisture to evaporate from her eyes. That's her problem. So if you eat internally chia seed, which is a good fat source, it will help your body manufacture a proper film to hold the moisture in her eyes, and it won't be dry.
Okay, you add a tablespoon of chia seeds and a half a cup of water and drink it once a day.
Double those. Morning. So 2 tablespoons chia seed, 1 cup of water.
Okay, 2 tablespoons, 1 cup of water, dear.
The next thing she needs to do is stop all of her processed foods. Anything canned, anything prepared before you get it, just shop in the produce section of the store and the dried goods section of the health food store. That's it. So you can buy things like beans or rice or quinoa. That's one set, and spices, and then you can buy vegetables. and that's pretty much your shopping. If you want to buy some meat, eat fatty meats. Do not eat lean meats. Eat fatty meats, and this will also help you help your body create a good layer of barrier so you don't lose water from your eyes.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you very much.
Yes, and doctor, I'm calling about my friend who I've known 38 years, and he's had a shaking problem, and it's gotten worse over the years. It's so severe and so embarrassing for him. He can't hold a glass of water without spilling. He can't eat his food properly, and it's messy, and it's a problem. He doesn't want pharmaceuticals, and he says it's not Parkinson's. Because he's asked doctors about it.
Okay, so that would be a profound mineral deficiency is what he has. So he would use the Shilajit that we talked about earlier in the show, 200 milligrams. That's enough to fit on a quarter inch of a fork tongue. And he would take that water daily, and that'll help reduce his shakes. He also Mumio.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that word is. My wife's trying to write it down.
M-U-M-I-Y-O. Another synonym is Shilajit, S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T. They are the same things.
Okay, I'm sorry, that's too fast for us.
Okay, so just relax. You can go to healingwithdrdaniels.chitango.com, and I put in there a link you can click on and actually order it online.
Oh.
So go to healingwithdrdaniels.chitango.com. Chatango.com, and it's right there.
Okay, what do you click on, please?
healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com is the website, and you click on the link that talks about Mumio. There's a lot of conversations there.
Mumio.
Mumio. Oh,
thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. All right, we have Yvonne from New York. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Daniel?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello, what's your question?
Okay, my brother has neuropathy of his lower face, so it's a challenge eating and so on. And with that, I have a couple questions after that, too. But anyway, the neuropathy of his lower face is quite severe. He has a hard time eating. He has some balance problems and shaky, too. And I was wondering what could be done for that.
Have you already read the Candida Cleaner report?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you want to go to vitalitycapsules.com.
Okay.
Download the Candida Cleaner Report, read that, and follow it. The first thing he needs to do is drink more water. Second thing he needs to do is have more bowel movements. And then the third thing is change his diet. And the fourth thing is, I think some turpentine would help him. But he's got to do it in that order. The turpentine is not the first thing.
Okay. And the turpentine, as far as directions, are in that particular report, right?
Correct. They're in the report.
Okay.
By law, they can't put it on the bottle. They can't put the directions on the bottle.
Okay. What brand of turpentine do you like?
The report is based on the turpentine from the hardware store.
Okay. It's Sunnyside. I think it's Sunnyside.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Yeah.
Okay. You were talking about the Shilajit. I think I'm saying it right. Would my brother be wise in taking that, too? Because you just mentioned that for people that are kind of shaky and off balance and so on, would that be good, too, for him to be taking that?
He's got more problems than that. His problem is neuropathy. That means that he's got a lot of impurities clogging his circulation and basically paralyzing and destroying his nerves. So it's a bit of a different problem. So I would start with him with decongesting his system. So his nerves can work.
The candida is most important.
In the report, it does mention Shilajit as well.
Okay. Next thing, what would you do, what would we do for a severe case of toenail fungus? And that is my husband.
Okay. So for a severe case of toenail fungus, you can use the Candida Cleaner Report, but in addition to that, he should take a mixture of cayenne pepper and turmeric. Mix the two together equal parts and take a heaping teaspoon in ice-cold water twice a day. So, yeah, that would allow the circulation to get all the way out to the tips of his toes, and that would get rid of the fungal infection.
Okay. I just have one more question. What about loose teeth? What can be done about that?
Okay, so loose teeth are basically caused by a diet that's too high in refined foods. And so usually bone broth will tighten up those teeth, or eating ham hocks will tighten up those teeth.
Was that also for receding gums, the same type of situation?
Yes, but you tighten up the teeth is an emergency, because those loose teeth can actually just start falling out, even though they're not rotten.
Okay, I'm sorry. Would you please repeat again what you said about doing what to do for the loose teeth? I think I didn't really hear that.
Eating ham hocks.
Ham hocks, okay. And one last question. What do you think about einkorn flour to make, you know, making bread and so on? Is that something that is good
or
not?
What kind of flour?
Einkorn. Einkorn.
I have no idea. I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
All right, great. Okay, our next person is Marcus. Hi, Marcus.
How you doing, Dr. Daniels?
Pretty good, Marcus.
I had like two questions.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, it had to do with the tetanus shot, because I just got my daughter a tetanus shot not too long ago, and the reason I didn't want to do it, but the moms wanted to do it, because there's always they always say that if you don't get the tetanus shot, and if you cut yourself with something rusty, it can get infected, or it can it can cause a big problem or whatever. So the tetanus shot is supposed to prevent the rust from infecting you or something like that. I'm not even sure, to be honest with you.
So your daughter got a tetanus shot, and then what?
Well, nothing happened, but they always said that the tetanus shot was for in case you get cut, in case the person cut themselves while they out playing or something, with you cut themselves off of something rusty. Like if mm-hmm. something rusty cut you, then you don't have no tetanus shot. It can get infected and you got to cut your foot off or leg off or something like that. Is that true?
Okay. No. No, it's not. So what is true is that the tetanus that's defended against in the tetanus shot is found exclusively in cow manure. So you have to cut yourself and then dredge your finger in cow manure in order to get a tetanus infection. So I'm going to guess, since you're calling from Washington, D.C., that you live in a city nowhere near cows or cow manure. So your daughter's chance of getting exposed to the organism that would give her tetanus is just about zero, whether the nail is rusty or not. So no need for tetanus shot.
So I just want to be clear on this. So if a person get cut with a rusty nail or whatever, the tetanus shot is not going to have no effect on that one way or another.
Correct. Unless the rusty nail was dipped in cow manure
Which is
the person got cut on the rusty nail. All right, so the cow manure is the essential ingredient. The reason we don't see tetanus anymore is because no one's living on a farm with cows, or not many people. And so there's not that opportunity to get cow manure into your wounds. Very interesting. All right, we have Richard in New Jersey. Richard, how you doing?
Information. Thank you for that. You're
welcome.
Of information.
Yes.
And I have a question. Can the 100% gum turpentine, can that be taken with food-grade hydrogen peroxide?
No. I wouldn't do it. No. Okay. Because the turpentine requires an acidic stomach to operate. So if you're putting in food-grade hydrogen peroxide, you're creating an alkaline stomach. And so you're wiping out what the turpentine needs to cooperate. So I would say use your food grade hydrogen peroxide as long as you think it's helping you. And if you think it's no longer helping you, I would switch at that point to turpentine.
Okay. Okay. Now, would the turpentine at any point cause any type of pus in fingernails or in the navel?
Would it cause what?
Would it cause pus in the fingernails or in the navel?
Did you read the Candida Clinton report?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so read it again. But what happens is turpentine gets these organisms to want to leave the body. If you're not having enough bowel movements, if your intestines aren't clear enough, then these organisms can go to other parts of the body and create issues, like maybe pus or a rash or whatever. So if you take turpentine and you get that, you need to stop the turpentine, back up, do more of the steps 1 through 4. So go back and read the report, stop the turpentine, and work more on those first 4 preparatory steps.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. And also for a teenager who's not very picky on his foods.
He is or is not picky? Is he picky or not picky? He's very picky, okay.
Yes. So would the Vitality capsules help out with stimulating his appetite, or would you recommend something else?
They will help stimulate his appetite. Is this person overweight, underweight? What is he?
No, he's perfect as far as his weight. Health is so far great. I would say maybe a little bit underweight, but,
Does he poop? How many times a day does he have a bowel movement?
I believe at least once a day.
Okay, so yeah, Vitality capsules will make a big difference. You get him up to 3 times a day, then he'll feel better about eating. Other questions, why is he picky? So when I was in practice back in the 90s, people would tell me, oh, my kid is picky, he's fussy. And when they switched to 100% organic vegetables, that kid ate so many vegetables, he ate them out of house and home, literally took them to the poorhouse. So a lot of times the picky eating is due to the chemical content of the foods.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. Bye-bye, Richard. All right, we have Kevin in West Virginia. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, how are you today, ma'am?
Pretty good.
Okay, this one's an odd one for you. I suffer from what's called retinitis pigmentosa. I'm losing my eyesight. I've been all over the place, all over the country, trying to find some type of treatment, some type of cure, some type of something, so I'm not losing my eyesight. I was diagnosed when I was 14, and I'm 33. As of now, there is no cure, and there is no treatment. I'm wondering if there's something with antioxidants, like blueberries, or something that I could do to possibly get the pigment, you know, that's unconventional, that medicines, that modern-day medicine does not know about, or if you had learned or had known something, possibly antioxidants, possibly something that I could do. And as well as, you know,
of
course I'm depressed. I've tried eating antioxidants like blueberries. I've tried, you know, that's the only thing that I have tried because they told me there's nothing that I can do.
Except how many bowel movements a day are you having?
I'm asking a question. Oh, okay.
How many bowel movements are you having a day?
About 3.
Okay, every day, 3.
Yes.
Got that. How much water are you drinking a day?
I drink tons of water, and it's filtered water. I drink about maybe 6, 7, 8, 9 glasses of water a day.
You're filtering it? How are you filtering it? What process?
I'm using a Brita.
Okay. All right, so we can stop right there. So the eye is a very delicate place, and it's super, super, super small blood vessels. And so if you're drinking impure water, that is the number one cause of eye problems. A Brita filter is better than nothing. It's basically you're kidding yourself. So you need to take the leap and drink distilled or reverse osmosis water. That would be number one.
Okay.
I would do that. The next thing you need to do, you say you're having 3 bowel movements a day. We're going to guess that's adequate. Hard to tell, but maybe it is. Have you gone to my website, vitalitycapsules.com, and downloaded the Candida Cleaner report?
No, I have not. This is honestly the first time that I've actually heard you.
Okay, so go to my website, and vitalitycapsules.com, download the Candida Cleaner Report. And it gives you a diet there that's pretty good in removing impurities from the body. And I think you would benefit from using turpentine. Many people have found it actually restores their eyesight when they're blind. So I think that's worth doing.
And one of the other questions that I had is RP. They say it's genetic.
We've got commercials. So we're going to pause. We'll be back after commercial.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, we're back to questions. Okay. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Is this Richard we're talking to?
No, this is Kevin.
Kevin. All right, I'm with you. What's the question?
I had two things. The one was, they tell me retinitis pigmentosa is genetically, you know, it's genetic, but I'm the only one in my family that has it. I'm starting to think that it's vaccine-related, but I can't get any of the doctors that I go see, like down at Johns Hopkins and Wilmer Eye Clinic, to tell me what's really going on. It's all...
Just because they don't know. They don't know what's going on.
Okay.
They don't know. I mean, if they're going to tell you something is genetic, and mom doesn't have it, dad doesn't have it, grandma doesn't have it, grandpa doesn't have it, I mean, they're full of stuff. It's genetic just means you can't do anything about it, shut up and do what we tell you. That's what it's genetic means. But if they're telling you it's genetic, and you got it, and no one in your upline has it, then obviously they're full of stuff. Like, they're looking up and saying, well, we want, I come to you with eye problems, you going to talk about my mother?
Yeah.
What help is that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you got to dismiss that. You can't expect a liar to tell you that he's lying. If someone's lying to you, you have to decide yourself you're lying and just walk away. It's like, okay, dude, I understand. I'm not getting the truth from you. And just walk away. But to keep going to them and expecting them to correct their lies, I just kind of silly, I think.
Absolutely. I agree. And the other thing that I wanted to ask, of course, you know, I'm suffering through depression, and this has been one heck of an emotional roller coaster since I was a teenager. Things have gotten a little better, then they get a little worse, and then they get a little better, and then a little worse. And they put me on SSRIs.
What are things? Is that your eyesight gets better and worse and better and worse? Your depression gets better and worse, better and worse? What are we talking about? Things. I don't know what things are.
Depression. My depression and my anxiety. Okay. Yep.
Uh-huh.
They put me on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and my God, that was the worst I've ever felt.
So have you stopped your SSRs? Okay, you don't take them. Okay. Oh, yeah. No drugs? No drugs?
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Marijuana.
So no drugs. And just, just forget it. Just no more drugs. Leave them alone. Definitely use a cleaner. Get the report. Try the turpentine. People report that their vision improves. Their cataracts go away. It's amazing. So that'll help your eyesight. Go for it.
Well, thank you for your advice, ma'am. I hope you have a great and wonderful day.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. We've only got 2 minutes left of this show, so we're not going to be able to take Jeff's question there online there. Let's see if we can take a quick question. If we could find another question. It's an easy one. Can you heal your stomach after H. pylori? Absolutely. Back when I was in medical practice, I used turpentine for H. pylori because it worked better than the triple antibiotics they were using way back when. So, use the turpentine protocol. It works nice, but you got to follow it. All right, that is it. We are done. As always, think happens. We got to think about these things. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.